Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. It's up to elected officials in Sacramento to make laws, not decide what kinds of industries are allowed to work in Humboldt County. That was my first thought when I read that State Senator McGuire, he's really grumpy about even the idea of having a return of trains to the North Coast, especially those trains carrying coal. He really can't stand those. He has submitted a bill to keep this sort of thing from ever happening. It's SB 307. The bill, if it passes, would virtually make it impossible for this coal train concept to ever become a reality. A few years ago, I attended some of the informational meetings for the East-West Railroad, and it was an interesting idea that I ended up supporting, endorsing. As for this plan to haul coal through the county, I don't know enough about the details to say whether it's good or bad. Just like most of you, I would expect any effort to construct a railroad to go through the proper channels. Environmental concerns, impact reports, zoning, licenses, federal, state, local ordinances. The reason we have so many hurdles to large projects is because that is the traditional method for vetting and verifying that a large-scale industrial project, and that would include a railroad, is a mature and a serious business here to stay. If you wanted to argue that we have too many such roadblocks and hurdles, I would agree with you. That was one of the many refreshing things about President Trump. He understood that in large-scale public or private works, it's not the engineers or the union men or even the customers that get the maximum benefit out of the new enterprise. No, it's the consultants. As the years go by and all the stakeholders wait for the project to move through all the red tape, the people making the most money are the consultants that just happen to know which paper to file, when, and with who. Which leads me to my point. Do we really need Senator McGuire to decide what industries can and should do business in Humboldt? Do we really need a state legislator overruling the already insane gauntlet of regulation that we force our entrepreneurs, investors, innovators to walk through? Again, I have no idea if the coal train concept for Humboldt is a good or a bad idea. When I think of its potential proximity to rivers and waterways, I have some serious concerns that will need to be addressed, and there are traditional processes for figuring it out. But even though we are entering a new chapter of what government can and can't do post-COVID, can we at least all agree that politicians shouldn't get to decide who can and cannot do business in Humboldt County?
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.